This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we can help you deal with a health challenge. If you or a loved one is dealing with a health issue you need help with, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about supplementation or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or if you want to start a home-based business, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll be speaking with Dr. Jorge Osorio. At the bottom of the hour, Dr. Osorio is a professor of veterinary medicine at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and he is the developer of something called the V-Shield face mask, which is an antiviral face mask. I'm not a big believer in face masks, as you guys know, but this is a very interesting product that I thought would make for a good conversation. It actually is coated with lactoferrin. Lactoferrin is one of the hidden gems of immune-boosting supplements. Lactoferrin is found in whey protein. It's found in dairy, actually. It's produced by mama mammals, mother mammals, to help support the immune system of the baby. As you guys probably know, when baby mammals are born, their immune systems are born in an undeveloped state. And one of the ways that nature creates strong and robust immunity in babies is by delivering immune-boosting substances in dairy, in milk, in mammary milk, breast milk. And it turns out that milk contains wonderful immune-boosting compounds, one of which is called lactoferrin, L-A-C-T-O-F-E-R-R-I-N. Lactoferrin, lacto meaning milk, ferrin meaning iron, is an iron-binding protein. And by binding iron, lactoferrin deprives microbes of what they need to live. Thus, it makes lactoferrin a very powerful antimicrobial. It doesn't necessarily build the baby's immune system as much as it supports the baby's immune system. And lactoferrin can be used as a supplement. Lactoferrin can be used as an immune-boosting supplement. In fact, rumor has it that when Donald Trump got COVID, his doctors gave him lactoferrin to help strengthen his immune system. And you can buy lactoferrin straight at a health food store or on the internet for immune-boosting. Or you can get lactoferrin in whey protein. You can just use your whey protein. I've been fascinated with this molecule, lactoferrin, since I first started studying whey protein back in the 1990s. I remember delivering whey protein supplements to gyms in the Boulder and Denver area back when I was in my 30s. And I knew whey protein was a powerful immune booster, and it indeed has lots of immune-boosting substances in it, including glutathione and the amino acid glutamine. It also has lactoferrin in it, and Dr. Jorge Osorio has come up with a way of treating masks with lactoferrin, creating what he calls the V-mask, an antiviral face mask, which I thought was kind of interesting. So we'll have Dr. Osorio on at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls here in our next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so I want to continue talking about the importance of food enzymes as a support system for our body's natural enzymes. That's the take-home message. We've been spending a lot of time talking about digestive enzymes. And the real point that I want to get across is digestive enzymes are more are important for more than just the digestive system. According to Dr. Howell, there's a relationship between our biochemical enzymes, our metabolic enzymes, our enzymes that support metabolism, and the enzymes that digest our food. It's really important to recognize, I think, that nothing happens, nothing, zippo, nada, happens in biology without enzymes. Enzymes in this way are the carriers of the life force. That is so important. When we think about enzymes, not you guys because you've been listening to this program, but when the average person thinks about enzymes, if they think about them at all, they typically think of enzymes for digestion. But they're important for much more than just digestion. They are the essence of life. They carry the life force. Nothing. Zippo. Nada. Nothing happens in a plant. Nothing happens in an insect. Nothing happens in a fish. Nothing happens in a tree. Nothing happens in the soil. Nothing happens in the air. Nothing happens anywhere, including in the human body, without enzymes. Nothing happens without enzymes. Enzymes are the key to livingness. They're the key to life. And according to Dr. Edward Howell, who literally wrote the book on food enzymes, if you're interested in the subject, I really encourage you to get the book Enzyme Nutrition, The Food Enzyme Concept. You can get it for like $2 off Amazon. It's been around for so long. So according to Dr. Howell, who wrote the book on food enzymes and was the originator of the food enzyme concept, human beings are guilty of being ignorant about enzymes, of being careless and negligent with their enzymes. This is what allows us to process our foods. By the way, the History Channel has got a great... I think it's the History Channel. If there's a show called, I think it's the History Channel. They've got a great show called The History of Food, which is basically the history of food processing. And they talk, they do little half hour or hour episodes on guys like Herman Lay, who came up with Lay's potato chips, and the guy, I forgot his name, who came up with the Fritos, and the guy who started Burger King, and the guy who started McDonald's. It's really kind of interesting to see how ignorant we are in the food industry, how ignorant the food industry is about the power and importance of food. We glorify foods as an entrepreneurial venture. We glorify food processing, and we glorify delivery of foods, and we glorify foods as a business. But we don't glorify foods as a source of powerful nutrition, and this is what allows us to use processed foods that are enzyme-less. Yeah, they may throw in a little B vitamins and a little vitamin C and maybe some iron or folic acid, but these processed foods do not have enzymes in them, and this is a huge, huge problem. We're eating foods that cost us enzymes. We're subsisting largely, the standard American diet is about 80% processed food, we're subsisting largely on enzymeless food, even if you go to a health food store. The vast majority of the foods in the health food store are enzyme-less foods. And all illness, just like all life involves enzymes, all illness involves some aspect of enzyme dysfunction. All disease involves some kind of enzyme dysfunction. Yeah, we say on this program all disease is cell disease, but all cell disease is the end result of some kind of enzyme dysfunction. And nutrients, by the way, work by supporting enzymes, many of them. Probably all of them, actually, on some level, are supporting enzymes because it's the enzymes that are doing the work. The aging process itself can be thought of as a deficiency in enzymes or in enzyme activity. Dr. Howell believed that enzymes are the most precious nutrient we possess, the most precious biochemical we possess. And if there's anything we can do to support or improve enzyme levels or enzyme efficiency, we should be doing it. There's lots of ways to do it. You can take in enzymes, and we should be taking in enzymes, but there's also coenzymes in the form of nutritional supplements, and there's also hydration and pH, which are involved in enzyme activity. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a sec. We'll be speaking to Dr. Jorge Osorio about his V-Mask, a lactoferrin-coated mask, lactoferrin being
a very powerful immune activating biomolecule. It's actually antiviral, antimicrobial. You can get lactoferrin in health food stores, and you can use whey protein as a good source of lactoferrin. And Dr. Osorio has come up with a clever way of coating a face mask, which he calls the V-Shield, with lactoferrin. We'll talk to Dr. Osorio at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here in just a sec. So we all know that stress can be a problem. I hesitate to say that because stress is actually not a bad thing. It's the overstress. It's the stress that's out of balance with rest. Rest and stress are like a yin and a yang. They got stress should lead to rest. Rest should lead to stress. Just like yin leads to yang and yang leads to yin. They go back and forth. And it's this excess stress that really results in a lot of health issues, health challenges. Nonetheless, reducing stress for most people is probably a good thing. And this is from the really cool magazine, What Doctors Don't Tell You. If you're interested in a really cool layperson magazine, it's got some great health articles in it. What Doctors Don't Tell You. This is Lynn McTaggart's magazine. Lynn McTaggart's got some really interesting books out, mostly about the field. In any case, her magazine, What Doctors Don't Tell You, has got really cool articles in it. This is one that I read this morning. I thought was interesting. What's the hobby that's most likely to reduce your stress levels? You think maybe it's yoga? No. You think it's Tai Chi? No. It's actually knitting. Yes, knitting. Knitting a sweater will reduce your heart rate by around 18%, which is one indicator of stress. And a session of knitting, according to the article, will reduce your average resting heart rate to around 65 beats per minute, which is pretty darn good. As the name suggests, your resting heart rate is the average number of times your heart beats each minute while you're standing still. The average can range from 60 to 100. Dropping it down to 65 is a pretty darn good thing, and apparently that's what a half hour of knitting will do for you. You can also other hobbies that are ranked by popularity that will lower your heart rate include yoga, gardening, baking, blogging, that's interesting, running, fishing, pottery, and golf. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's hit the phones and say good morning to our friend Leo in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Leo. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have two questions and an interesting concept possibly for the guest coming up at the end.
Okay.
The first question I have for you, if you would, two questions, is about the polypeptides, the gastric inhibitory polypeptides, the GIP. For what I've seen on a Google search, 50 to 60% of lean protein gets converted into glucose in the body. Now, my question to you would be, this GIP they talk about that could be triggered from nuts and seeds, could that possibly be a reason why people are having problems with especially lean proteins with insulin resistance? Is that triggered?
That's an awesome point. Now, aside from the GIP, the idea that fats get turned into sugar is something that a lot of people miss. And there's a lot of folks who are going paleo where they can't figure out why they're not losing weight or their blood sugar is not dropping. And that's because, as you say, much of the protein that we eat is converted into sugar. And then from that point, it's converted into fat. GIP is a polypeptide that's stimulated by fat, by the way. Also, butyrate, which we've talked about, we're going to talk about some more, will stimulate GIP. And GIP has an appetite suppressant effect, and it also has a blood sugar stabilizing effect. It will improve insulin sensitivity and support the removal of glucose from the blood. And it's a very interesting polypeptide. I don't know necessarily that you can directly upregulate GIP, that you can directly take GIP supplements or support GIP, but you can improve the body's secretion of GIP by going on a ketogenic diet. And in fact, that's one of the reasons the ketogenic diet is so effective for blood sugar control, is by stimulating GIP. The ketogenic diet, of course, being a high-fat, low-calorie diet. GIP is actually a class. There's a class of these polypeptides that have appetite suppressant effects, have building effects or anabolic effects, and have blood sugar stabilizing effects. So this is why the ketogenic diet is helpful. This is why butyrate is helpful. And I'll be talking tomorrow maybe, or maybe the next day, about using butyrate as a weight loss supplement. I've been seeing ads for butyrate for weight loss. And one of the reasons that butyrate is so effectively is because it upregulates GIP. I hope I answered your question there. Do you have anything else?
Yes. I'm interested in taking fat-soluble vitamins under the tongue sublingually. How do you feel about
They won't get absorbed under the tongue. No, you need water because everything's watery in the mouth. You don't even have any fat enzymes really in the mouth, in saliva. So water-soluble vitamins may... I'm not sure you'll get really great absorption sublingually with water-soluble vitamins. Certainly not. It probably won't be better than fat than drinking them, because the intestine is exquisitely designed to absorb water-soluble vitamins. You probably won't get much absorption of fats or fat-soluble vitamins under the tongue.
Great. There's a woman on Coast to Coast. She's been on there a few times, Marjorie Wildcraft. She talks about spraying masks with three things, either the oil of oregano, tea tree oil, or clove oil. I'd love to know what the guest feels about spraying that, because in order to break up the surface tension of the virus at 20 nanometers, you would need something that's very stringent like that, and I would love to know what he feels about that.
I will ask that. What was the last one? Tea tree oil, oregano, what was the last one?
Clove oil.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for your call, Leo. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Let's go to Rob in Ontario. What's up, Rob? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ben. Few things here. First, I absolutely agree with the enzymes. I do a lot with plant work, and I can't even grow without enzymes and silica to protect against fungal and insect diseases and that. So I'm working on some great things behind the scenes. I have a question for you right now.
Thank you for that, Rob.
You're welcome. Tree pollen season has just hit me real hard. It just smacked me this week. And what can we do about that?
Well, lots you can do. First of all, as you brought the subject up, digestive enzymes can help you on an empty stomach. Digestive enzymes are powerful immune boosters, as we've been talking about. They improve metabolism, but they also improve immunity. Make sure you take them on an empty stomach. Vitamin C, like it's going out of style. Well, 10 grams a day, 5 grams a day, something like that. A lot of vitamin C. The one problem with vitamin C, if you take too much, you'll bloat or get gassy or may cause some digestive discomfort. So do it in small doses. Also, when you're taking vitamin C to support the immune system, it's probably a good idea to take them with bioflavonoids. Flavonoids and vitamin C work together. This is why foods are always better than supplements, because you get the cofactors. Nonetheless, you're not going to get a lot of vitamin C from foods. You have to eat a lot of oranges to get your vitamin C, or kiwi or papaya to get your vitamin C from foods. So supplement with vitamin C, take your vitamin C, get your vitamin C from foods, and also make sure you're using bioflavonoids. Zinc is also very important for building the immune system. 50 milligrams of zinc. Pick Colin A today. Don't forget your selenium, and then also anything you could do to build or support glutathione, and that means the amino acids glutamine, glycine, and N-acetylcysteine, as well as the minerals selenium and sulfur. All right, Rob, thanks so much for everything you're doing. I really appreciate you, buddy, and thanks for your call, too. We've got Dr. Jorge Osorio coming up next. We're going to talk about lactoferrin and the V-Shield face mask.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. FEMA is normally used when there is a crisis, something the current administration refuses to admit since dismantling President Trump's border policies. Texas power retailer Gritty Energy LLC is planning to file for bankruptcy after the state grid operator cut off the company's access to customers for unpaid bills following the deadly Texas freeze. About 150 people were arrested in Miami Beach, Florida over the weekend as lots of unruly spring breakers descended on the city. Friday marked the wildest day in the party hotspot as about 120 people were arrested and two police officers were injured during clashes with revelers. The city is under a midnight curfew amid the pandemic. The officers who were injured had been attempting to make an arrest when they were attacked. USA Radio News.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Gasoline prices have increased a quarter over the last 3 weeks, and according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, they could go even higher. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Trilby Lundberg tells us the national average is now $2.87, which is up 72 cents in the last 16 weeks. The price is also 51 cents higher than a year ago. Lundberg tells us there are several reasons for the increase, supply, and of course, the prices for crude oil.
That accounts for more than half of this price hike at the pump. Higher crude oil prices and also the supply of gasoline way down because of the idling of a lot of refining capacity during last month's cold snap, extreme cold and power outage.
States seeing the cheapest gas prices, according to AAA, Missouri, Tennessee, Texas, Arkansas, and South Carolina round up the top five. While technically not a major championship, the Players' Championship provided some major theater on Sunday as Justin Thomas wins the TPC Sawgrass just outside Jacksonville, Florida.
Just a great test of golf. I mean, that's why it's a Players' Championship, and I tried to stay patient. You know, I felt like those last three holes on Friday changed the momentum for us for the tournament. You know, birdie in 16 and then that birdie on 18 was huge, and getting a little bit of momentum and then kind of rode that into Saturday and obviously had a great day. And then today it was about trying to get into position and then hang on from there.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive pages at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up, and BrightsideBen.com. We have search engines on both of our websites with our archives. If you miss a program or you want to review a subject, you can go to BrightsideBen.com or BenFuchsArchives.com. You can also purchase Longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got blog stories, blog posts, news stories, videos, lots of great health information at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and helping folks deal with various skin health conditions like acne and psoriasis and eczema. What I discovered was there are topical strategies you can use to heal the skin. And, of course, healing is beauty. Health is beauty and healing is beauty. And that's what Truth Skin Health is all about. And that's why we have 1,600-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com. Truthreviewed.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. Check them all out at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right, so I am really looking forward to speaking to our guest today. We've been ripping on the silly mainstream strategies for dealing with a viral infection. Just today I was reading Germany suspends AstraZeneca vaccine. There's all kinds of blood clotting concerns with the vaccination, with the AstraZeneca vaccine. We have yet to see what kind of side effects are going to we're going to be dealing with and adverse reactions, long-term adverse reactions we're going to be dealing with vaccination. Sticking stuff into your blood is always a dangerous endeavor, and some would say a very stupid endeavor, including me. Masks, do they work? We had Judy Mikovits on the program, her book, The Case Against Masks. That is doubtful, but our guest has got an interesting strategy for boosting the potency and the protective powers of a mask. Dr. Jorge Osorio is a professor of veterinary medicine at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, and he's come up with something he calls the V-Shield, which is a very interesting lactoferrin-coated mask, lactoferrin being a very powerful immune booster found in dairy products. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Jorge Osorio. Hello, Dr. Osorio. Dr. O, we'll say.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning to all your people and your team, and thank you for having me in your show.
Yes, thank you for coming. So, we're all told we have to wear masks, and now we're told we have to wear two masks, and according to the CDC, we got to put nylon pantyhose on top of the two masks. There's a lot of people doubt the effectiveness of masks in the first place, and then there's the whole idea of the downside of wearing masks, but you've come up with a very interesting strategy for making masks more potent. First of all, tell us a little bit about how you came up with this concept, and then let's talk a little bit about lactoferrin.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. So just to clarify, you know, I am a professor at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, and there's a company called V-Shield, who actually were the ones that developed the mask. And actually what I did was the testing of the mask and the conditions that we have access to the virus under, you know, what we call BSL-3 conditions. And those are conditions in which basically we can handle the virus. And not many labs can do that. So, but I can tell you about the material itself. So regular clothes, you know, regular masks, they protect a little bit from the virus. But, you know, normally the protection goes down is between 5 to 60%, you know, because we don't have the capacity in a regular fabric to stop the virus. The concept here is to take a regular fabric material, is coated with lactoferrin, and lactoferrin is a biological product. So basically what it does is stops the virus in action. Basically, when in contact with the virus drops the titers significantly, and basically you are not exposed to COVID-19. And another nice concept that it was tested is that this mask can be washed multiple times and still maintain the same effect. So, you know, the testing was up to 10 times, and they're still able to protect you against COVID-19.
How is lactoferrin not disturbed by washing?
So it's actually a material that is coated into the fabric itself, and so it's not destroyed, and it's actually incorporated into the fabric itself, and it's not affected by the regular washing that we do or by detergent, because it doesn't have any effect on that. It's a very natural protein that is very stable, and it's able to stay there for all that time.
How is it possible that detergent would not wash out lactoferrin? That totally confuses me.
Well, because basically it's like you're washing, it is incorporated into the fabric material. So basically, like when you are doing regular washes, you know, you wash what is outside of the fabric, you know, if you have any soil or any dirt outside of the fabric that gets washed with regular soap. But here it's different, you know. The lactoferrin itself is actually incorporated into the fabric material and it stays there. So it's not left out.
Well, that, I mean, I know, I hear you saying that. I can't see how that could happen. So let me ask you this. Why did you choose, or why did they choose, if you know, why did they choose lactoferrin?
Well, lactoferrin by itself is a product that believes to have some properties against different pathogens. You know, we also tested against influenza, and influenza works quite well. It's able to kill that. And it's actually lactoferrin is found in many milk formula, many babies. Okay? It's also able to, you know, has been shown that it can inhibit the replication of many viruses. So it's by the nature of that particular product that is able to stop some of these viruses.
Are you do you consider yourself to be an expert on lactoferrin, or is your specialty masks? What is your specific? No. What is your specific specialty?
I'm a virologist. Okay? So basically, I work with pathogens under, you know, I work with COVID-19. I work with influenza. So my training is a virologist.
Got it. So as a virologist, let me ask you a question about COVID-19. Is it true, in your opinion, that, or is it likely or possible, in your opinion, that this is an animal-to-human kind of virus? It came from the animal kingdom and came to humans?
Yes, it's very likely. We know that about 60% of the pathogens that affect humans come from animals, and that's what we call zoonotic pathogens. So it's very likely that that's what happened. And because we have live markets where we have close contact with wild species, so it's very likely that that's what happened.
You think it's the wet markets.
Yeah.
The whole wet market
yeah.
thing. Okay, so right. As a virologist, I want you we got to take a quick break. But when we come back, as a virologist, I want to talk to you about this idea of variants. And does it really make sense to try to protect humanity from viruses and viral mutations by using things like vaccinations and masks? Or does it make more sense to be supporting our immune system using things like nutritional supplementation, maybe even changing the way we eat and changing basically our lifestyle? We've got Dr. Jorge Osorio with us on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with more of Dr. O on the Bright Side right after this.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Jorge Osorio, professor of veterinary medicine at the University of Wisconsin in Madison and a virologist. Dr. Osorio, I want to cover this idea of the variants. But before we get to that, is there a downside to wearing masks as you see it?
No, I think, you know, there are some cultures that have used masks for a long time. You know, if you ever been in Asia, in Seoul or Bangkok or so, masks are commonly used because of air pollution and some other stuff. Obviously, the issue here, they prefer not to wear masks, but we don't have right now good protection against this pathogen, right? And, you know, whereas we don't have a full the entire population vaccinated. So I think we need protection, and masks can provide some protection.
How about on your mask, are there processing chemicals or anything that's used in the manufacturing of the mask that people will be breathing in addition to the lactoferrin or whatever else you're actually intentionally adding?
No, it's not. It's basically only lactoferrin that's been used. And again, as I mentioned, it's a biological product that's basically found in this, bovine protein that is found in many, many, many products that we consume. So it doesn't have any other effect.
So there's nothing, no processing chemicals that are used in manufacturing the fabric. I imagine the fabric's got to be highly processed in order to trap the lactoferrin, correct?
It is processed, but basically what the only thing that is retained there is once, like when you make a fabric and you put any logo or anything, basically that all those materials are not chemically into the fabric then. So it's just, is the only thing that you use is to incorporate the lactoferrin.
I had a caller before you got on ask me about using essential oils, tea tree oil, clove oil, oil of oregano. Can you enhance the activity of the mask by perhaps adding essential oils?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question, basically. If you can enhance a regular mask by putting some oils, I don't work with that, and so I won't have an answer to that.
Okay, gotcha. So let's talk about the variants. You're a virologist, and I imagine that you know that viruses mutate. Is there really any logical or practical way
of protecting us from viral variants, or is it something that you just have to, every year you've got to get a booster vaccine for?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think viruses, by nature, they tend to change and mutate. And take the example of influenza. Influenza is a virus that basically every year we're used to having the annual shot of influenza because we have a mutation. So it's very likely that that might be the same situation here, that we might have variants coming out of SARS-CoV-2 that change a little bit. Just remember that it's just a brand new virus that just came up. So it's going to mutate by its own nature. So we will, might likely need to have vaccinations and different forms of protection every year.
Isn't it true that as viruses mutate, they become weaker or less potent?
Some. They can do either way. They can become weaker, or they can also become more pathogenic. So that could be different ways, and that's what we are seeing with this virus. Some of them, might be weaker and might not produce some severe disease, but some other ones, like the ones that we are seeing in some of these other countries, change sufficiently that they are not recognized by the vaccine. So that's what happens, and they get more lethal.
Are you concerned about variants? In this COVID variant, of this virus? Yeah?
Oh, yeah. We have to be concerned because the virus basically tends to mutate, and we have seen that some vaccines might lose with some time a little bit of their efficacy with time. So, yes, it's a real concern.
Are you concerned that some states are dropping mask mandates, or do you think people should still be wearing masks?
Yes, I think it's very important for us to wear masks. Masks provides a way of protection because we have a lot of people that are asymptomatic that are spreading the virus, and masks are one of the best ways that we have right now to protect from disease spreading. So it's very important for us to continue wearing masks. I think that the states shouldn't take that mandate down. I think we should keep the use of masks.
What about oxygen deprivation? Or too much carbon dioxide?
Do you mean that we...
Hypercapnia, too much carbon dioxide in the blood, or hypoxia, not enough oxygen? Do you worry about that at all?
I don't... Well, I mean, the mask provide enough... They have enough size in your pores that basically they don't have carbon oxygen deprivation that I have seen at all. Okay, I don't think I haven't seen that has to be an issue. Masks have been worn for many years in many different societies, and we don't see that being an issue.
We've never mandated an entire population or large parts of a population to wear masks.
It is true, but we don't have, this is a disease that we don't have protection for. We don't have a vaccine that works. Well, I mean, we're vaccinating people right now, but we don't have everyone vaccinated. Okay?
What about the immune system? Well, isn't our immune system exquisitely designed to handle viruses?
Our immune system is designed to handle, new pathogens, but in some cases, this is a new virus that our immune system has never seen before.
Right.
So in that case, we don't have the memory to fight that disease. That's the case.
But isn't it remarkable how relatively few people are symptomatic, or even less who are severely symptomatic for a novel virus? Isn't that a testimony to how powerful the immune system is, how intelligent, how responsive it is?
Well, I mean, when you look at the global number of cases,
it's a sliver. It's like 0.01% of people who are significantly affected, something along those lines.
Well, but it's definitely is spreading in a way that is causing more and more cases. So I feel in there are communities where the level of infection and morbidity is high. Okay, so. No, I think I see severe, there's plenty of cases and you see how many hospitals, emergency rooms are full. So I think there's definitely an indication that this is really a major problem and a severe problem.
What about, why don't animals get affected?
Well, everyone responds different to different pathogens. So there's cases in which animals can be just reservoirs, what we call reservoirs. So they might not cause the disease, but the virus just doesn't replicate in those animals because they don't have the receptor. The receptor is what's needed for the virus to go inside the cells.
The ACE2 receptor? You're talking about the ACE2 receptor?
Exactly. So the ACE2 receptor in humans is found in many different tissues, and that's why this virus actually produces very remarkable different types of infections and symptoms in humans. And some animals don't have that receptor, so the virus cannot replicate in those animals.
Many animals do, though. Dogs have it. Dogs have an ACE2 receptor. Primates have an ACE2 receptor, and they're not really, they don't seem to be affected by the virus.
Yeah, but, you know, basically the viruses depend on a host, and there are some hosts that the viruses just doesn't replicate. So even if they have that, so there's some natural resistance of some species to some of these pathogens. So we know that, non-human primates, they get sick, and there's some cases of non-human primates. We know mink die from this virus as well. So there's concerns in some of our species.
Okay, so we only have about a minute left. Tell us where we can find the V-Mask if people are interested.
Yeah, there's a website. You know, it's called the V-Shield. If you go to the V-Shield website, and basically you can find the mask right there that could be available for everyone. You can order that online. V-Shield website.
V-Shield. Is it V-Shield.com?
Yes.
V-Shield.com. And real quickly, is Viroferrin just lactoferrin? Is that a brand name for lactoferrin?
It's a brand name for it. It's a brand name for it.
Okay, good. All right, Dr. Osorio, thank you so much for being on the Bright Side. Dr. Jorge Osorio, V-Shield. V-Shield, thank you so much for being on the show. The V-Shield is a lactoferrin-coated mask for you guys who are interested in wearing masks anyway. And the website is vshield.com. Thanks, Dr. Osorio. Appreciate you being on the Bright Side, and that's all the time we have for today. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.